我们实在是感谢主。
I just want to thank the Lord.
从表面来看，我们好像在这个地上是少数民族。
We feel like we're the minority in this world.
信主的人数在这个地球上来讲，我们并不是这个多数的。
If you count the numbers of believers against the world's population, there are not that many.
就好像以色列人在旧约的时候，在那他们的环境里头也是少数民族。
Just like the Israelites, they were a minority as well.
外邦人一直虎视眈眈，要来吞吃神的见证以色列人。
The Gentiles were staring them down. They want to devour God's testimony, God's chosen people, the Israelites.
但是为他们征战的是耶和华。
But the Lord fought for them.
所以他们能够在那个险恶的环境中屡次看见反败为胜。
So they can see time and time they can come back and win the victory.
在旧约是如此，在新约还是如此。
Same in the Old Testament time was like that, and same in the New Testament time.
上个礼拜我在讲台上呼吁弟兄姊妹一起来祷告。
Last week I called all of you from the pulpit to pray.
因为我们看见我们所面临的征战。
Because we see this battle that is ahead.
早上就有很多的弟兄姊妹来一起祷告。
Many brothers and sisters came in the morning to pray.
神听我们众人祷告。
And the Lord heard our prayers.
那我们也看到这个整个的事情的转机，它的结果。
We see the change in the situation and the end result.
我们的祷告加上，我相信在全世界各地的神的儿女，凡是心里面明白的人，他们都起来为这一个选举祷告。
I think our prayers, along with the prayers of many of God's children in this world who understand what is going on, change the results of the election.
所以我们感谢赞美主。
We do thank and praise the Lord.
我盼望所有的弟兄姊妹从这些实际的生活中，我们体会神是做宝座的神。
I do hope that you can experience in these real life situations that our God really is a God who sits upon the throne.
Mr. Peng 在这里不是讲理论。
That Mr. Peng here is not just preaching a doctrine.
我们在讲的是真实在生活中可以实践。
We're talking about things you can see in real life.
我们要继续来讲天上的异象。
Today we'll continue on a series of topics on heavenly visions.
今天我们要讲约书亚的异象。
Today we'll look at vision of Joshua.
请我们打开圣经。
Please turn our Bibles to.
我们先要看的是民数记。
To Numbers.
民数记的十四章。
Chapter 14.
第一节，这段圣经是摩西照着神的吩咐打发十二个探子去那个应许之地去看一看，把那里的情形带个报告回来。
The background of this scripture is when Moses sent 12 spies into the land of Canaan to survey the situation, and these spies came back with their reports.
因为照神给亚伯拉罕的应许，
Because according to the promise that God gave to Abraham,
神对亚伯拉罕当年说，我要把这个地赐给你与你的后代。
God said to Abraham, I will give you and your descendants this land.
那么这个当摩西被神兴起的时候，神对摩西讲同样的话。
And God said the same thing to Moses.
我要你把犹太人从埃及带出来。
That you are to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
然后去我所要赐给你们那个应许之地。
And to go to the promised land.
那么现在第十四章就是要去得这块地之前，神叫他们打发十二个探子去。
Now in chapter 14, this is before they went into the land of Canaan. God called them to send in spies first.
那么他们去了，回来打报告。
And this is the report that the spies brought back.
我们应该从十三节的最后一句连到十四节第一节。
We should read from the very last verse of chapter 13 into chapter 14.
为节省时间呢，我就用中文念这一段了。
We'll just read this portion in Chinese.
那等一下要念的时候就请 Vicky 念下面一段圣经用英文念。
And we'll read the next passage in English.
我们在那里看见亚纳族人就是伟人，他们是伟人的后裔，据我们看自己就如蚱蜢一样，据他们看我们也是如此。44章第1节。当下全会众大声喧嚷，那夜百姓都哭号，以色列众人向摩西亚伦发怨言，全会众对他们说，巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或死在这旷野，耶和华为什么把我们领到那地，使我们倒在刀下呢？我们的妻子孩子必被掳，我们回埃及去岂不好吗？我们跳到第六节，我们要念到第九节，我们用英文来念。
Chapter 14 from verse 6 to 9, we'll read this in English. Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, of those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes. And they spoke to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, The land which we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord is pleased with us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us.A land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey. Their protection has been removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them.
好，我们再跳到22节。
Verse
22。念到24节。
24。
这些人虽然见我的荣耀。和我在埃及与旷野所行的神迹，仍然试探我这十次，不听从我的话。他们断不得看见我向他们的祖宗所启示应许之地，凡藐视我的，一个也不得看见。唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我。我就把他领进他所去过的那地方。我们民数记就读这么多。
Okay, that's all the scripture we're reading in Numbers.
现在我们要来看约书亚记。
Let's turn to Joshua.
约书亚记我们要读的是第一章第一节到第九节。
Chapter 1 from verse 1 to 9.
我们用英文来读。
I will read this passage in English. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, cross the Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them to the sons of Israel.Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea toward them, toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you.Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possessions of the land which I swore to their forefathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it.For then you will make yourself prosperous, and then you will have success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
我们到第五章。
Chapter 5.
13节到15节。
Verses 13 to 15。
约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。约书亚到他那里，问他说：“你是帮助我们的呢， 是帮助我们的敌人呢？他回答说，不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。约书亚就伏伏在地下拜说，我主有什么话会吩咐仆人？耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说，把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。约书亚就照着行了。我想圣经就读这么多。
That's all the scripture we read for today.
摩西他的一生，圣经我们看见的，总共看到三个异象。
In Moses' life, in the Bible, we can see that he received three visions.
因着这个异象，他离开埃及的皇宫。
Because of these visions, he left the palaces of Egypt.
他走一条人没有办法理解的路。
He went on a path that is inconceivable by men.
他撇下埃及的荣华富贵。
He gave up all the wealth and everything of Egypt.
他走一条受苦的路。
He chose a way, a suffering way.
他愿意把他自己来交在神的手中，来完成神所托付的旨意。
He was willing to hand himself over to God's hands to finish the ministry that God's given him.
但是他不认识自己的难处。
But he didn't understand his own problems.
所以当他凭着自己的意思来侍奉的时候，他反而被百姓弃绝了。
So when he served according to his own flesh, he was rejected by his people.
这也是神允许的。那么他因着这件事，他就到旷野待了四十年。
And this is something that God allowed, and because of this, he lived in the wilderness for 40 years.
当他到八十岁的时候，神再次向他显现。
God appeared to him again when he was 80 years old.
就是荆棘的火焰，这个第二个异象。
The second vision is the burning bush.
在那个异象的里头，神托付给他前面一个重大的工作。
In that vision, God gave him this important ministry.
这个工作乃是把他的百姓从埃及带出来。
To bring his people out of Egypt.
要进到神所答应给亚伯拉罕的那块地。
And to go into the land which God had promised Abraham.
那么等到他执行了这个旨意的时候，
When he was carrying out this ministry,
神再把他带到山上，把第三个意象赐给他。
God brought him to the top of the mountain and showed him the third vision.
让他看见侍奉神，做一个祭司的国度是怎么一回事。
Showing him what it's like to serve him as a priest.
整个在山上的意象包含两大部分。
There are two parts to the vision he received on the mountain.
第一个部分是以那个两块石板上的十诫作为代表。
One part is represented by the Ten Commandments on the two tablets.
第二个部分就是以启示那个会幕所作为的代表。
The second part of the vision is through the revelation of the building of the tabernacle.
因为这两个内容就构成整个以色列人在神面前被神从埃及带出来的那个目的。
These two portions combined tells the purpose of God bringing the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以这就有了整个的那个出埃及记。
Then that's what's recorded in the book of Exodus.
可是你会发现，当摩西照着神的话语带领这两百万人走这条旷野道路的时候，
When Moses, under the command of the Lord, led these people to walk this way in the wilderness,
你会发现人有问题。
You will discover that these people have problems.
人在神的旨意这件事情上有严重的缺陷。
People have a serious lacking when it comes to understanding God's will.
你如果问犹太人，你们愿意遵守耶和华的律法吗？
If you ask the Jews, are you willing to obey God's commandments?
每一个人都说愿意。
I'm sure everybody will say, yes, we are willing.
每一个人都带着一个很大的决心说，神啊，凡耶和华所吩咐的，我们都要照着去行。
Everybody can say with great resolve, whatever the Lord commands, we will do.
可是当他们真正在生活中一步一步跟随神走一条这条天路的时候，
But when they have to actually live day in and day out walking this heavenly way with the Lord,
你就会发现他们一次再一次十次的来违背神。
You see that they once, twice, 10 times rebelled against the Lord.
到什么地步呢？
To what point?
到一个地步 神不让他们进迦南。
To a point where God was so angry, he wouldn't let them go into Canaan.
或者用另外一个角度来说，他们放弃了进迦南的特权。
Or from a different perspective, you can say that they gave up the right to conquer Canaan.
所以摩西在这个角度上来讲，他的工作有没有完成？
So from that perspective, as we can see in Moses' work, it wasn't finished.
神呼召他，要他把他的百姓带到迦南地。摩西的一生，他的辛苦40年，有没有把这个使命完成呢？
God called Moses to bring his people into Canaan. So after laboring 40 years for that purpose, was Moses done?
很清楚，没有。
Clearly he was not.
对吧？所以就着整个神托付给摩西的这些使命上来看，摩西没有完成神当初的使命。
So it looks as if Moses did not finish this ministry which the Lord had given him to carry out.
但是神并没有责怪摩西。
But God didn't blame Moses.
因为这整个的问题是在人的身上。
Because the problem is with these people.
不是这个领袖的身上，领袖没有问题。
The problem was not with this leader.
他是全心全意要带他的百姓进入迦南。
He served God with all his heart, wanting to lead these people into Canaan.
我们刚刚去开始的时候，我们去读了民数记那段历史。
Earlier on, as we read in Numbers.
问题，我们从刚刚读的那段记载里头，你能够约略得到一点了解。
You can kind of see what their problem was in the scripture that we read earlier.
因为要进这块地，应许之地。
Because in order to enter into this promised land,
神让他们要面对仇敌的征战。
God wants them to face the enemies and fight the enemies.
这个并不是一个叫做垂手而得就可以完成的工作，不是的。
It's not something that you can just reach your hand out and just receive it.
必须靠着神的恩典来一块一块土地把它打下来。
They have to fight for each piece of the land.
用英文来说的话，就是没有 free lunch。
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
以得救出埃及来讲是恩典，他们没有做什么事，只是往前走就可以了。
It is by grace that they were let out of Egypt. They didn't have to do anything. They just had to follow.
那是白白的恩典。
That was a grace that was freely given.
但是要得那块应许之地，可要付代价。
But if you want to receive the promised land, you have to pay a price.
所以神就要摩西派十二个探子去看，看过来打报告。
So God asked Moses to send in 12 spies to check out the situation.
那么回来十二人报告说，都同意好地方。
All 12 of them agree that this is a great piece of land.
是牛奶与蜜之地。
Indeed, a land flowing with milk and honey.
有证据，抬回来的葡萄。那一串要两个人才能抬。
They carried back with them some evidence. They carried back some grapes, which are so heavy that required two people carrying them.
今天我们到 Safeway 到任何这个Costco 都买不到这么大的葡萄。
You can't find grapes that big in Safeway or Costco.
那个是特别的名种。
Those are special brand.
所以的确确证明那个地方是美好之地。
So they had proof and evidence that that is indeed a good piece of land.
可是有难题。
But there is a problem.
在那个地上住的人
，people that occupy that land
是巨人
，are giants.
是可怕又很大的巨人。
They're giants.
我们在他面前像蚱蜢。
They feel like they're grasshoppers when they stand.
我们跟他简直无法对抗，无法相比。
And they can't compare themselves to these giants.
所以害怕。
So they were afraid.
现在神说要把他进去，把他们杀掉，把他们的地夺过来。
Now God has called them to go in there and defeat these giants and take over their land.
十个探子说我们不是对手。
The ten of the spies said we're no match for these people.
只有两个年轻人。
Only two young people.
一个是约书亚。
Joshua.
一个是加勒。
And Caleb.
这两个人回来，他的报告跟前面十人报告就截然不同。
These two people's report are different from the other ten spies.
看同样的观察这个现象。
They observe the exact same situation.
可回来的报告却完全相反。
But their report was different.
所以看见没有，这叫做异象。
So that is a vision.
有没有异象就在这里。分别出来了。
Whether or not you have a vision from the Lord is seen here.
我们大家都是看同样的事情。
Everyone looks at the same situation.
有意向的人看出来的结论跟没有意向看出来的结论完全不同。
The conclusion of those who have a vision is completely different from the conclusion of those who do not have the vision.
没有意向的人。
Those who do not have vision.
他们只能看见表面的情况。
They see the things on the surface.
他们看到好是好。
They see that, sure, this land is good.
可是。
But.
难处太大
There are too many problems.
敌人太可怕了
The enemies are too frightening.
我们不是他的对手
We're no match for the enemies.
我们是一个小蚱蜢他是一个大巨人 我们是叫以卵击石
We're like grasshoppers, they're giants.
我们根本不可以不能考虑如果我们去打哎呀会有很多的寡妇会有很多的孤儿
They said if we are to fight against the enemies, we'll create for ourselves a lot of widows and a lot of orphans.
算一算这个代价太高我们不愿意出。
And they counted this price as being too high, they weren't willing to pay for it.
这是没有意向的人的观察的报告。
This is the observation and the report of those who do not have the vision.
这两个青年人呢?
But these two young people,
看到同样的事情,
they observed the same situation.
可是他们的意向所看见的结论不同,那么他的关键在哪里呢?
But their conclusion is different. So what is the critical difference?
刚刚我们念圣经的时候,你不知道注意到没有?
I don't know whether you noticed as we read earlier.
我们请翻开来再看一看。
And go back to the numbers.
到底他们眼中这两个人的眼中所看见的跟其他十个人所看见的有什么不同
What was different through the eyes of these two people versus the other ten?
刚刚我们念十四章民数记
Numbers chapter
14你注意他们的报告这两个人的报告
And these two people's reports were
啊，第八节
Verse 8
耶和华若喜悦我们就必将我们领进那地把地赐给我们那地原是流奶鱼蜜之地但你们不可背叛耶和华也不要怕那地上的居民因为他们是我们的食物并且因为他们的已经离开他们有耶和华与我们同在不要怕他们
If the Lord is pleased with us then he will bring us into this land and give it to us a land which flows with milk and honeyOnly do not rebel against the Lord and do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey. Their protection has been removed from them and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them.
所以这两个人报告跟前面十个人报告区别点在哪里?
So what's the crucial difference between this report and the other 10 spies report?
他们看见别人没有看见。
They saw something the others didn't see.
是什么?
Which is?
什么是他们看见而别人十个人没有看到
What was it that they saw the other ten did not see?
他怎么这两个人怎么可以有这么大的胆子说不要怕他们
How did they have such bravery to say do not fear them?
我们可以得胜
We can overcome them
这些人越高越大
They are huge, they're giants
我们的面包就越大
But they will be our prey
不太一样这个面包会大他们要作为我们的食物
They will be our food So the bigger they are The more we get to eat
什么造成这样的结论
What caused them to bring to What brought them to that conclusion
是不是这两个人疯了
Were they crazy
啊，是不是真的那些人认为他这个疯了吗他们要打死他
They thought that they were crazy They were about to stone them
对不对所以有意向是很痛苦的事啊
So it's a pretty painful thing to be a person with vision.
因为所有没有意向的人都说你疯了
Because those without vision will call you crazy.
因为你做的结论是别人不能够接受的
Because you conclude, your conclusions are things people cannot accept.
因为他们看见别人没有看见
Because they saw what others did not see.
那我请问他们看见什么
So what did they see?
耶和华与我们同在
If the Lord is with us
这就是整个关键的区别
That is the critical difference
他们看见的是表象
The others saw what's on the surface
好没话讲
It is good indeed
但是仇敌的势力太大
But the
叫我们害怕
power of the enemy is too great and we're afraid
他们只能看到这里
That's all they can see.
但是有异象的这两个年轻人 他们看见的不止这么多。
But the two with vision saw something more.
他们看见的是耶和华与我们同在。
They saw the Lord is with us.
今天要得着这个地不是我们要得着是神要给我们。
In order to conquer this land, it's not that we are to receive it, but the Lord is going to give it to us.
所以如果神喜悦我们他会带我们进去的。
So if the Lord is pleased with us, he will bring us.
所以今天有异象的人就会看见神站在我们这一边。
So those with vision will see the Lord is standing with us.
这叫做异象
That is a vision.
异象就是看见那看不见的主这是摩西看见的对不对
Vision is seeing the Lord that is not seen with physical eyes.
这两个人也是一样他们看见了其他十个人没有看见
Same with these two young men, they saw what the others did not see.
所以你能发现为什么摩西死了以后这个重大的责任神会拣选
So now we see why, after Moses' death, the Lord chose Joshua to carry on this ministry. There's a reason behind it.
瞎子们不能做领路的人。
A blind person cannot be a guide.
耶稣说了一句很有名的话。
The Lord Jesus once said,
瞎子领瞎子就怎么样？一同掉在坑里面。
If a blind man is leading a blind man, they will both fall into the pit.
今天在这个时代里头跟古时候是一样的原则
In this day and age we have the same principle as in the ancient of days
有两种做领路的人
There are two different kinds of guides
一种有异象一种没有异象
One kind is with vision the other kind without vision
没有异象就是说瞎子领路他最后的结局自己掉在坑里别人也跟他一起跳
If you are a leader without vision you are like the blind leading the blind you and the people who followed you both fall into the pit
但是如果你有意向的话
But if you are a leader with vision
你可以把人从黑暗带到神的旨意里头去
You can lead people out of darkness into God's will
看见真光是什么
To see what true light is
但是这有代价
But there's a price to be paid
因为这是不受欢迎的
Because you're not going to be very welcome
这是不合人情的
Because that's not going to be according to people's heart
但是却是合乎神的旨意的
But that is according to God's will
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters
我愿意让你看见在这个年轻人身上神让他们看见了人肉眼所看不见
So I want you to see that through this young person God showed the people things that's not seen with physical eyes
所以在这个点上你会发现约书亚跟加勒跟摩西是一样的
so,
他们所看见约书亚看见跟摩西亚他们这一次在这个我们刚刚念的民数记十四章的事情的时候他们也大概是四十岁左右
So when Joshua and Caleb became the spies as we read in Numbers, they were approximately 40 years old at the time.
那也正是摩西从皇宫出来的年龄。
That's the same age as when Moses left Egypt.
当然我并不是说我们年轻弟兄姊妹要等到四十岁才能够看到异象，这不是我的意思。
I'm not saying our young brothers and sisters have to wait till the age of 40 in order to see a vision.
但是我要说的是我们要从年轻的时候
But I do want to tell you that we have to start from a young age
就要能够看见神的心意
And start from there to see God's heart
那你要说那怎么看见呢
But you may ask then how do I see it
啊，它的秘密在哪里
What's the secret
你愿意看见吗
Do you want to see
秘密在哪里
What's the secret
神自己做见证
The Lord said himself
你可以看见在这里有个反差有个对照
We see a contrast in these verses that we read
刚刚我们念的圣经我们十四章我们念了第二处
There's another place we read in chapter 14 of Numbers
你注意看二十二节到二十四节
In 22 to 24
为什么有人看得见为什么有人看不见呢
How come only some can see and some do not?
我们来看看这段圣经神自己说出那个分别的原因在哪里
And in this passage, God himself explains the difference.
当年是如此
It's the same in those days.
今天还是如此
And as it is today.
所以今天如果我们中间每一个弟兄姊妹你有一个心愿愿意看见天上的异象
If anyone among you here have a desire to see the heavenly vision,
you
have to meet this requirement.
Let's see
what it is.
22节.
Verse 22.
这些人虽看见我的荣耀和我在埃及与旷野所行的神迹，仍然试探我，这十次不听从我的话。
Surely all the men who have seen my glory and my signs which are performed in Egypt and in the wilderness yet have put me to the test these 10 times and have not listened to my voice.
在这里你看见这些人有没有看见神迹奇事？
Did all these people see what, miracles and signs?
有。
They all saw.
他们有没有经历神的大能在他们的生命中？
Did they all experience God's wonderful powers? They all did.
就好像每一个基督徒从我们得救的那一天到今天，蒙恩这么多年，我们有没有经历神的恩典？有没有经历神的大能？有没有医治神医治你的疾病？
Just like all the Christians, from the day that you were saved, have you seen God's wonderful works in your life? Have you experienced God's healing in your life?
当然。
Of course we all have.
所有蒙恩的人，所有出埃及的人，都蒙过，尝过救恩的滋味。
All who are saved, all who left Egypt, have tasted what salvation is like.
可是这并不保证我们能够像迦勒一样，像约书亚一样。
But that doesn't guarantee that we can all be like Joshua and Caleb.
你看，他们的问题是不听从我的话。
The problem was they did not listen to God's voice.
我们我行我素，神的话这个耳朵进去，那个耳朵出来。
They did what they pleased. It was in one ear, out the other.
我们没有把神的话当作当真。
We didn't take God's word seriously.
我们没有把神的话真是听见了就照着去行。这个是犹太人的难处，这也是今天基督徒同样的难处。
The problem with the Israelites and the problem with Christians today is that we did not take God's word and do accordingly.
所以神对这个情形就说了下面这个很痛心的话。
And then God continued to say,
他说他们断不得见我向他们祖宗所应许启示应许之地，凡藐视我的一个也不得看见。
They shall by no means see the land which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who spurned me see it.
就是神的心来讲，
According to God's heart,
每一个出埃及的，
to everyone who left Egypt,
都有份于什么？应许之地。
They all have a part in the promised land.
每一个从埃及出来的都可以有一份产业在应许之地。
They, each one of them have a piece of inheritance in the promised land.
这是上帝的旨意。
That's God's will.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is,
应许摆在那里。
The promise is there.
我们要不要不是取决于神，而是取决于我们自己。
Whether or not we want it, it's not up to God, it's up to us.
神愿意给我们。
God wants to give it.
每一个神的儿女都有一份。
To each one of his children, we
all have a part. 问题在这里，当我们去接受这句应许的时候，我们到底信还是不信？
The problem is, when we go to receive that promise, do we believe?
当初他们出来的时候都是信的。
When they left Egypt back then, they all believed.
可是走走走走走就发现，哎呦，好难哦。
But as they continued walking, they found it's so hard.
哎呀，神啊，我害怕。
And they say to God, God, we're afraid.
仇敌的势力这么大，我的代价可能要老命啊。
They said the enemy's power is so great.
我死了怎么办？
I don't want to pay the price with my life. What if I die?
想到死就害怕。
Whenever they think about dying, they're afraid.
老婆变成寡妇，儿女变成孤儿。哎呀，这个可怕，可怕，可怕，可怕。
What if my wife became a widow and children became orphans? That's too frightening.
我失业怎么办？
What if I lose my job?
哎呀，我这个怎么办？我那个怎么办？我们想了很多很多。
What if this? What if that? We have a lot of thoughts.
我们就没有想到神的话怎么讲。
But we didn't think about what God's word said.
我们走路凭感觉。
We walk according to our own feelings.
没有凭着神的应许。
We didn't walk according to God's promise.
讲我们口里讲信信信。
So we may say with our mouth that we believe.
其实是不信的。
But we don't.
因为我们都是凭感觉走路。
But because we're still walking with our own feelings.
凭眼睛看走路。
We're walking and seeing with our own eyes.
现在你看，这里有一个人。
But there's a person here.
24节。
In verse 24.
唯独我的仆人迦勒，因他怎么样？另有一个心智。
But my servant Caleb, because he has had a different spirit,
专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地。
And has followed me fully, I will bring into the land which he entered.
他的后裔也必得那地为业。
and his descendants shall take possession of it.
从狭义来解这句话
If you want to interpret this verse,
就是说
narrowly,
你照这句话狭义来看就是神说这块你就是约书亚跟加勒你们跟你们的后代有资格我要带你们去得这个地
Basically, God just said you, meaning Joshua and Caleb, you go into that land, I will give it to you, I'll give it to your descendants too.
这是狭义解这个经
That's a narrowly interpretation of this verse.
但是我要把它扩大在灵义上来解
But if you want to expand it and try to explain it from a spiritual sense,
因为我们新约的基督徒
Because Christians in the New Testament,
我们也有同样的一块应许之地。
We also have a promised land.
弟兄姊妹，你知道你有一块应许之地在等你吗？
Do you know that you have a piece of promised land waiting for you?
你知道每一个基督徒都有一份产业，就好像犹太人当年出埃及的时候有一份产业给他们的吗？
Do you know that each Christian has a portion of inheritance just like the Israelites had in the Old Testament?
我们的年轻人有多少人知道这件事举手我看看
How many of you young people know that?
You really know you have a 有没有只有一个完蛋了好那我现在来让大家看看这个旧约的以色列的这个所谓应许之地用新约的话怎么解释
So now I want to explain to you what this promised land means to New Testament Christians.
这是很严重的问题。
It's a very important issue.
也是应该说很重要的问题。
Very important issue.
今天的基督徒如果不知道这件事，我们在地上就没有盼望了。
If today's Christians don't understand this, then we have no hope in this life.
好，我要大家来读两处的新约的圣经。
And I will have you read two places in the New Testament.
第一处希伯来哥罗西书。
Colossians.
哥罗西二章
Colossians chapter 2
二章我们要从六节看过来念到九节
Verse 6 to 9
哥罗西二章六到九
Colossians chapter 2 from verse 6 to 9
我要让每一个人很清楚的来看见我们新约的应许之地是什么
I want you to see clearly what promised land means in the New Testament time.
Okay. 你们既然接受了主耶稣基督主基督耶稣就当遵他而行在他里面生根建造信心坚固正如你们所领的教训感谢的心也更增长了你们要谨慎恐怕有人用他的理学虚空的妄言不照着基督乃照着人间的遗传和世上的小学就把你们掳去了因为注意这句话神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面你们在他里面也得了丰盛英文
Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete.
This is you.
I did.
Oh, you did.所以你在这里看见第六节是说到我们得救我们在耶稣基督里面我们接受了主
Verse 6 tells us that we're saved we've received Christ Jesus
现在告诉我们要遵他而行
Now it tells us to walk in him
因为他就像约书亚要带我们 到应许之地去了
Because he like Joshua will bring us to the promised land
那么但是我们有危机他说你们要谨慎恐怕有人用他的这些东西把我们
But it does warn us to be careful to not be led away by philosophies and empty deception.
今天撒旦在教会里面做了最大的一个破坏，就是让基督徒仅仅得救出埃及就感谢赞美主。
The greatest work of the devil in church is that people are satisfied with just being saved and getting to heaven.
我们以一半的福音为满足。
We're happy with half the gospel.
我们忘记神救我们不是仅仅为出埃及。
We forget that God saved us not only to leave Egypt.
神救我们要干嘛
He will save us to
消极的是出埃及、哦、
passively speaking to leave Egypt
积极的呢
but if you actively look to the goal
应许之地嘛
that goal is the promised land
那么今天耶稣把我们从这个世界从罪恶里面救出来就好像犹太人被埃及救出来是一样的
so today Jesus saved us from our sin and our past just like the Israelites were saved from Egypt
但是这只是福音的一半
but that's only half the gospel
还有一半是要我们进
The other half would lead us into Canaan.
那么新约的迦南是什么呢
But what is Canaan in New Testament?
第九节就告诉我们
Verse 9.
神本性的一切丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
For in him, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
所以这句话怎么解释
How do you explain this verse?
神创造了万有。
God created all things.
这个万有有一个部分是看得见的物质的世界。
In these all things, a part of it we can see, which is the physical world.
还有一个是什么？
But there's another part.
看不见的世界。
That we can't see with our eyes.
对吧？所以这个世界有多大？那真是今天用哈勃望远镜看了半天，我们还是没准。
So just exactly how big is this universe, we can't really determine with our eyes.
对不对？科学家告诉我们的那些数字都是天文数字 ,billions and billions years, 这是最好的。
Science can tell us all these numbers in billions, but they don't really know.
对不对？这叫做神的丰富。
This is the abundance, the fullness of God.
物质的丰富还有那个看不见属灵的丰富。
Fullness in material world and the fullness in the spiritual world.
这个完全的这个神的创造，现在这句话告诉我们，通通放在水里面了。
Now this complete creation is being put in whom?
啊，在他的儿子耶稣基督里面。
In his son Jesus Christ.
所以这一切，物理学家想要找一个统一的理论。要把它统一起来。
Physics scientists want to find a unified principle.
其实圣经老早说出来了。
But the Bible has already said that.
我让你读第二次的圣经。
I want you to read another place.
这一切的丰富要放在基督里，然后我们再读一处圣经，以弗所书。
In Ephesians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
九到十一节。
Verses 9 to 11.
以弗所书第一章九到十一节
Ephesians 1 from verse 9 to 11
都是照他自己所预定的美意就是他神的旨意叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘第九节
He has made known to us the mystery of his will according to his kind intention which he purposed in him
所以这里讲到有一个奥秘的旨意
So there is a mystery to his will
那这是神藏在心里的
It's something that God's hidden in his heart
现在开始向我们表明
Now he is going to reveal it to us
是什么注意第十节要照所安排的在日期满足的时候使天上地上一切所有的怎么样都在基督里面同归于一
With a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times that is the summing up of all things in Christ things in the heavens and things on the earth
所以天上地上所有的一切有一天要同归于一
So things in the heavens and things on earth everything one day will be joined in one
统一在哪里
and be joined in whom
在耶稣基督里
in Christ
然后他下面这个说起来对我们还是很远
It still seems a little far-fetched for us
但是感谢主十一节就把拉到跟我们发生关系
So then verse 11 brings it to our life
我们也在他里面得了什么基业这原是那位随己意行作万事的照着他的旨意所预定的
In him also we have obtained an inheritanceHaven being predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will.
所以我今天要在座每一个弟兄姊妹要清楚知道这一点。
So I want you to see this point clearly.
你
that you,
从你得救那天开始
from the day you're saved,
神就已经把一份产业给你。
God has already given you a portion of his inheritance.
你说我看不见了。
You may say that I can't see it.
值多少钱呢
How much is that worth?
你需要意象
You need a vision
这些犹太人说 哎呀，我不去啊，太可怕了。
These Israelites say, we don't want to go, it's too scary.
但是约书亚跟加勒说，去啊。
But Joshua and Caleb said, we should go.
因为这是他要给我们的。
Because that's what God wants to give us.
敌人再可怕。
As scary as the enemy may be.
谁负责？
Who is responsible for us?
啊？神负责。
God's responsible for us.
因为是他的旨意。
Because it is his will.
所以他要负责。
So he's responsible.
那我们的责任是什么呢？
Then what is our responsibility?
啊？跟呢，就是跟嘛。
Just follow.
我们这些人很奇怪，该跟的时候不跟，不跟的时候乱跟。
We often don't follow the person we should follow.
常常就跟错人了。
We often follow the wrong person.
这里主说跟我走啊。
The Lord said to follow me.
我们不跟，因为主看不见。
But we don't follow because we can't see him.
我们就找了地上一大堆莫名其妙的人，跟着那些人走。
So we follow people that we can see on earth.
现在主说，我怎么讲，你们就怎么走。
The Lord said, just do according to what I say.
所以加勒与约书亚，神为他们做见证，你们为什么可以得着这块地呢？
So God testified for Joshua and Caleb. The reason they're able to receive the land is
因为你们有什么？另外一个心智。
Because they have a different spirit.
这个是得地的条件。
And that is a prerequisite to receive the land.
什么叫做另外一个心智呢？
What is that different spirit?
下面的解释是什么？
And what's the explanation?
他们全心的跟随我。
That they follow the Lord full-heartedly.
我愿意英文再念一次。
That they follow the Lord full-heartedly.
强一点。
Full-heartedly.
全心的跟随主。
Follow the Lord full-heartedly.
不要三心两意。
Not paying full attention.
No. 三心两意，中文英文怎么翻？ Double-minded. 今天我们的难题就是三心两意。
The problem with us today is that we are often double-minded.
从年轻人到老年人都一样的。
From the young people to the elderly, we're all the same.
我们三心两意啊。
We're often double-minded.
我们礼拜天来聚会，不错了，好像在神面前我们可以交账了。
We feel like we did okay because we come to church on Sunday.
可是我们在神面前到底信不信他的话语？愿不愿意去得着在基督里要给我们这份产业？我们是三心两意。
But do we really believe God's word? Do we really believe we can receive His inheritance? On that, we are often double-minded.
所以我们在神面前得不到。
That's why we can't receive it from the Lord.
所以今天我们来看到约书亚跟加勒的异象。
So today, as we look at the vision of Joshua and Caleb,
我一定要让每一个人看见。
I really want you to see.
摩西的工作。是在他身上没有完成，是在第二代人身上完成的。
The work that God gave to Moses was not fully finished in Moses. It was finished by the second generation.
但是他们不管摩西也好，约书亚加勒也好，他们都在一个灵的里头。
But whether it be Moses or Joshua or Caleb, they were all in the same spirit.
这个灵是什么？
And what is that spirit?
啊， wholeheartedly， 全心。
Follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
摩西跟随神，全心全意的。
Moses followed the Lord with all of his heart.
这里两个年轻人，他们跟随神，全心全意的。
These two young men followed the Lord with all of their heart.
不是凭周围眼见怎么样。
Not based on what they can see with their
eyes. 他们是看神怎么说。
But they saw what the Lord said.
这是信心的真正的意义。
That's the real meaning of faith.
形式主义没有用。
It's not just.By action.
你献什么祭咯，守什么节咯，这都是外面。
What you give to sacrifice, what festivals you keep.
如果我们在神面前的心智没有的话，
If we just do these things without a true heart before the Lord.
讲台讲得很热烈，说哦，信，明天回家想想，哎，不对嘛，昨天感情太冲动。
You may respond to the message fervently, but when you go home and you cool down, you think, oh, maybe I was too emotional yesterday.
改变。
And you change.
这个都不行的。
That's not right.
要走这条路。
If you want to walk this way.
你要有一个 resolute, 要有一个 resolute. Resolution 是什么？一个决定。
You need to make a resolution.
在我们的意志里面要有一个决定。
In your own will, you have to make that resolution.
到底我信还是不信？
Do I really believe or do I not?
信就走到底。
If you believe, then you walk to the end.
不要信了一半又说信不下去了。
Don't believe halfway and say it's too hard.
这样我们在神面前得不着什么。
Then you won't receive anything from the Lord.
你最多就是仅仅得救而已。
The most you can get is barely be saved.
这样光着屁股见神的人很多。
A lot of people are like that. They're naked when they stand before the Lord.
真的，我不是跟你讲，这圣经里面都有讲的。
And I'm saying that seriously. It's all in the Bible.
所以。亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
so dear brothers and sisters,
特别是我们青年的弟兄姊妹们
especially our young people,
学约书亚与加勒
learn to be like Joshua and Caleb,
要在神的面前有一个全心
to have a whole heart before the Lord,
对这个世界说 no,
say no to the world,
世界有它的 fashion,
the world has its fashion,
世界有它的潮流
the world has its
trend, 人追求名利地位等等等等
then pursue after money, wealth, status.
这是世人的追求
These are the pursuits of the world.
神对我们有一个更高的追求
God wants us to have a higher pursuit.
这个更高的追求只有当你全心全意的时候你才看得见
You can only see that higher pursuit when you have a whole heart before the Lord.
只有这个看见你才能够走完这条路
And only when you see that can you finish this race.
如果你没有这个心我不管在这里怎么讲
If you don't have that heart, it doesn't matter what I say to you.
全都是废话
It's all just a waste.
全是废话。所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters,
圣经是神的话，是严肃的。
The Bible is the word of God, and it is serious.
不是叫做《红楼梦》哎呦。
It's not just a novel.
Okay, that's fine.它不是一个文学作品，讲一讲一些不着边际的东西，不是的。
It's not a fiction, it's not a novel.
它是跟我们的整个的人生的利益、意义、方向有绝对的关系的。
It has to do with our life, our direction in life.
所以，今天我们来交通约书亚的意象，加勒的意象。
So as we look at today the vision of Joshua and of Caleb,
我愿意在这个第一讲的里头摆在弟兄姊妹面前看见他们所看见的。
So I just want to present to you what they saw.
全心全意。
And they followed wholeheartedly.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们真是在你面前为我们三心两意的罪悔向你认罪悔改。
Lord, we do want to come before you, repent of our sin of being double-minded.
主啊，让我们在你面前能够有一个很清楚的决定。
Give us a clear resolve before you.
如果耶和华是神
，If the Lord is God,
我们就应当侍奉他。
Then we shall serve him.
如果马门是神，我们就应该好好侍奉马门。
And if money is God, then we shall serve money.
主啊，不让我们脚踏两条船。
Lord, let us not stand on two boats.
最后掉在水里
and end up falling into the water
我们什么也没有得着
and receive nothing
主啊但愿我们的信仰是我们的生活
we pray Lord that our faith will become our life
求主帮助我们
we pray
把那天上的意象在我们里面赏给我们
Lord that you will help us and give us your heavenly vision
听我们的祷告从耶稣基督的名
hear our prayers in Christ's name we pray
Amen